Ross, it's been a bit of a whirlwind 48 hours, but congratulations. You're the new head coach of Cambridge Rugby Club.
Thank you very much. Yeah. It wasn't rushed through, but it was, the final decision was sort of made Thursday afternoon, Thursday night. So, it's been exciting times, and something that I've obviously sort of, known about the position for a while and sort of, showed my interest right from the start. And so that sort of period has been a while. So I suppose from my point of view, it's just nice to be able to sort of get my teeth into something now and crack on with the work needed to be done.
What's your CV like? Because I know you played for Bedford Blues, and I know you've been a forwards coach for England Def, and that's not for the faint-hearted. I've seen those boys play.
Yeah. In terms of playing career, I was sort of born and bred in Bedford and played all my rugby through the sort of mini and junior system there, and then straight into the Colts, and then what was sort of second team and senior team. Had an amazing time and a little bit of an insight as rugby was turning professional there, as a young player, having the opportunity to sort of be around some of the great players of the past, Jeff Provins that were coming down and from their career and Rory Underwood and those guys that were sort of, maybe there to make a bit of money, but who can blame them at those times, because, they hadn't earned a huge amount leading through. So to be around those people, was good. And obviously, Paul Turner spent a bit of time there, who's always over at Amptill now. So it'll be quite nice to meet up with him hopefully next year with Cambridge going up. So in terms of coaching, it's been a long road really. I've started when I was about 15 with my coaching whilst I was playing, and I felt that really benefited me as a player. And then I've had the sort of hard yards, I suppose. You name it, I've done it, from ag rugby to girls rugby, to England Def, to sort of Bedford Academy. Obviously, then fortunate enough to sort of get a full-time job with Saints and in the academy area, so working with them. So regarding my coaching, I think it's a very broad CV in terms of a lot of my experiences as coaches have been gained, not perhaps with senior rugby, but they've sort of built the backbone of my beliefs. And then having the opportunity to do, to put those into place with senior players. And England Def was a challenge for obvious reasons, but one that actually suited my style of coaching, where, I expect players to read the body language of other players, not just rely on someone making a decision for them. And I think that really shaped some of my beliefs as a coach, and then that opportunity to do that was fantastic. So, yeah, in terms of that side of things, it's been a long road to get to where I am, but it's hopefully, every little bit I've done has shaped me as a coach now.
This is a long road, and you're now very heavily involved with the Elite Player Development Group at Northampton Saints, and a lot of local youngsters, many of whom I've known and know, have gone through that route, and it's a fantastic environment to be in.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Saints Academy, Dusty came on board, must be 6 years ago now, and, he's brought some real sort of, what he brought to the table was sort of the experience of rugby. I know that sounds silly, but, the modern game's got very professional, and it's very easy to get carried away with statistics and, training programs and S&C and so on. And Dusty perhaps brought us back down to earth and the basics of the game, and, making sure that, we were getting it right. And I think with the area that Saints has, Suffolk, Cambridge, Bedfordshire and Northamptonshire, they're all strong rugby areas, so we're fortunate in that sense. And we've got the advantage of having some fantastic clubs and junior coaches that, in all honesty, do a lot of the work, and that's what we require as Saints. And again, my role has been amazing to get out and see the quality of kids we've got playing the game, and watch a number of them grow to have contracts. Within the Eastern Counties, I work very closely with a gentleman called Simon Sinclair, who does does good work down Suffolk way and Cambridgeshire. So yeah, it's been brilliant, and the club are a good place, but a lot of that is due to the junior clubs within the areas, and obviously Cambridge being one of them.
Being used to working with that young talent is going to be a boon at National One level, because it's a mix of young and up-and-coming players who are trying to make their mark in the game, and grizzly old pros coming back down, and the experience on the pitch and off the pitch helps bring those players on.
Absolutely. I am a big believer in that, we play the game to sort of a level of intensity where mistakes happen, and young guys make more mistakes because, generally speaking, you can't learn unless you make a mistake. And the older players who are in the squad have probably made those mistakes years gone. So, to combine the two is vital. and the success of, you know, Cambridge moving forward, it will be getting that balance right. You know, we want to play. We want players that are going to have a go and make decisions. But also, we've got to, you know, you have to learn very quickly at this level that you can't keep making the same mistake. And that's what the senior players bring to it. You know, but we want senior players that are still looking to progress. So what I mean by that is we don't, you know, everyone that is at Cambridge, and I believe that, you know, the guys you've got now, that they want to get better. You know, whether that's 1 or 2% improvement in performance or 10 to 15% improvement in performance, you know, depending where you are in your career. But they're the sort of players we want. And I say the experienced guys have made those mistakes and they sort of know how to and when. You know, they're likely to happen again. So getting the two together is vital. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, National One will be a challenge next season because it's going to take pretty much a disaster of biblical proportions to stop Cambridge getting promotion this season. The pathway for some of the club's talented youngsters has been opened up and will be maintained. The one thing that everybody's going to want to know is, are you going to carry on playing champagne running rugby wherever possible?
You know, what Roland and the guys that have done at Cambridge with players and the coaching staff and management staff is fantastic. And, you know, I'd be a fool to come in and just change everything, you know, because it's a new sort of director of rugby. But, you know, Roland and I have similar sort of, you know, thoughts to the game. So I think that, you know, that hence why, again, Cambridge for me was quite a nice fit because of the players that are there and the work Roland's done over 3 years will fit me nicely. You know, but the game's simple for me. You know, the first rule is you go forward. Now, how you go forward is there's a number of different ways. You know, for me, it's a big pitch. There's a lot of space on that pitch, and it's about the players identifying that space, you know, in the given circumstance. So, yes, the answer is yes. We will attack and we will be a threat all the time. You know, when it's wet and snowing and the ground's muddy and you can't see each other's shirts from the mud, then you have to assess and look at your best options to go forward. So the answer is yes, in short. We will be, you know, having a go at teams, and certainly, you know, I'd like to think we might be a shock to some of the teams when we come up, or, you know, give or take when we come up. We'll get there and we'll, you know, we'll play some rugby.
What's the programme for you now? Because nominally you don't come on board until the end of the season. Are you going to be involved in the last month or so?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you know, Roland obviously doesn't finish till sort of, you know, end of May and end of season, so he's got a job to do there, and rightly so. He should see that out and take all the plaudits, and the players and the coaching staff should take the plaudits that hopefully, you know, that they deserve for the good work they've done. So, you know, I'm not looking to, you know, come in and interfere too much. Obviously, we want to get our squad sorted for next year as soon as possible. That's my priority in the next, you know, immediate future. So, you know, those sort of things are starting now, and that's sort of the off the field stuff. And yeah, I'll sort of, you know, where I can, I will be, you know, down at training and watching games. You know, I say I will be in the background. I don't want to, you know, get in the way. And I want the people that, you know, have worked hard to deserve their time as a group and, you know, take the plaudits that they deserve. So yes, you know, work has started. It is sort of behind the scenes a little bit at the moment, as opposed to sort of front of house with the coaching. But I'll certainly be looking at the players in training and games. And, you know, from my point of view, it's a case of start reviewing for next year in terms of opposition, potential opposition and style of play and what the squad might need, you know, moving forward to strengthen.